Hello, I'm Catherine Pereira, one of the Movement for Change team, and I'm here today with David Miliband MP, who is the founder of the original Movement for Change project and now a trustee of Movement for Change as it's established as the home of community organising within the Labour movement. David, thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, I'm excited. I came to visit the new office in Brixton last week, and there's four staff, and there's a real organisation starting to take shape.
Yeah, it feels like it's all getting off the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask you, please, about your recent speech? You gave a speech on the challenges that the left is facing across Europe. And one of the issues that you highlighted during that speech was about dispossession and how some of the parties of the left have been good at building electoral machines, but not good enough at building movements of social change. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's been a pretty evident problem from the Clinton Project in the 90s in America to New Labour in Britain to the French socialists while they were briefly in power, and in Holland too. The electoral machines that helped propel left or centre parties into power were effective in winning elections, but it's almost as if as soon as we got into government we stopped reforming the parties and building the roots of the party and the movements in wider society. Now, it's interesting to see that Barack Obama got propelled into office with a movement, and he's trying, I think with better effort than the rest of us, to keep it going in government, but it's very difficult. And I think the point I was making in a Labour Party context, I've said before that we were elected on 1st of May 1997, after 18 years of hard work, and by the 2nd of May 1997, we'd forgotten about reforming the party and put it to one side. And that's dangerous, because in the end, if you haven't got a movement from below, you're both going to not have the new ideas and also lack the sort of roots that give you durability.
So what do you see Movement for Change's role being in addressing that problem?
Well, I think Movement for Change is obviously part of the answer. There's a whole set of questions about the structure of the Labour Party that are being addressed by Peter Hain as part of his reform of the party, and that's very important. I think Movement for Change is separate. It's obviously an independent organisation. And it's there to help give Labour Party members the skills to turn outwards into the community. Many members of the Labour Party, supporting the Labour Party, already do this. But actually, I found, even since we announced that Movement for Change was starting up, a huge hunger for more in-depth training. Now, this isn't people going off to do PhDs. It's actually tightly run courses that are very much action-oriented and help people build the sort of relationships and networks in their local community that can make them a part of a better functioning community, put the Labour Party on the side of campaigns for social change, and hopefully in the medium term mean that when the Labour Party's campaigning, the community knows, well, they were on our side for our campaigns, now we'll be on their side for their campaigns.
So what do you see success for the Movement for Change looking like?
Well, success is first change around Britain. I mean, the great thing about 2010, the start of the Movement for Change, was there was security improvement on the Enfield housing estate where the 7/7 bombers came from. There was improvement in the recycling arrangements in the middle of Bryn Mawr in Wales where elderly people felt they weren't being helped. So the first thing is we want to see things change. Even with a Tory government, even with a difficult, austere economic environment, I want to see first the Movement for Change help change things. So do what it says on the tin. Almost said on the chin, on the tin. The second thing I think is important is it needs to help build the capacity in the country for social change. And that's just not the 10,000 people who are trained. It's also the ripple effects from what they do. Very, very important. Thirdly, I want it to be part of building an election-winning Labour machine. That's an indirect consequence rather than a direct consequence, but I think it can be a real contribution.
David, thank you very much for joining us today.
Brilliant. Good luck, and look forward to more discussions as this exciting project develops.
Thank you.